Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor recap podcast hosted by male and racial best friend duo. How about that, honey bee?
Huh.
How about that?
How about that?
What did you think of the sex week, as it was called, ad nauseum during Women Tell All?
Number one, I didn't watch Women Tell All.
I did, and I have a stock watch if you want to do it now or do it at the end.
Let's do it now.
Okay. Well, first, what did you think of the episode? Hilarious. One of the funnier...
You can't
Curb Your Enthusiasm has been gone for a while. I'm glad it came back for one night only.
All you're watching The Bachelor for nowadays is for the dumbass lead to make the fatal error of the season that makes everyone mad at him and him miserable. That's all you're waiting for.
You know... I am surprised they let that happen.
Why?
Because we just had this with Clayton. Not this situation, but we had a scenario
everyone mad
where
at
we
the
got
lead.
Here and now everyone thinks
everyone's
less of
miserable.
The lead.
Yeah.
Everyone is worse off after this episode.
Yes.
I figured this would have been very easy to prevent. Many people in and around Zach knew that this was his plan. And then we're like, all right, go ahead.
Go ahead, you
whore
ball.
You could have prevented this. We could have had a situation where everyone liked the lead at the start, in the middle, and at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised they did that because they wanted to make him Sean Lowe. I just thought we would finally have a season where the Bachelor is desirable till the end and everyone feels good. I thought that's what we were doing here.
Okay, yeah. I hear you. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. So that's not where we're at. We're basically in the exact same spot Clayton was in.
I wouldn't go that far. That was much worse.
I don't know that it was it. Why? No, it wasn't.
Because he said he revealed in front of everyone, not only did we all have sex, but I love all of you. And when I said that, it turns out that meant nothing because you all got it.
I think what he did to Gabby is worse than anything Clayton did. I'll say that.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue. Women Tell All stock watch.
Is this a stock for what? For Paradise?
Just
future
stock.
Endeavors on this.
Well, what do people do on Tell Alls? They try to advance their standing in Bachelor Nation.
Stock,
so I will treat this as that.
Bachelor Pyramid stock watch.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly.
Where they're going to be in terms of popularity. The next time, or where they're at
or just
right now.
How I felt their attempts to come off well actually resonated.
Let's hear it.
Stock unchanged. Segment with the watch parties. I like the segment. It's a reminder that most people watch the show to have fun with friends, whether they get together or not in person. That's the point. And there aren't many shows like that that have a ritual. In-person viewing parties anymore, so I like that. We see it every season now. I like it. Stock down, cat. Now, apparently there are two cats. Does that ring a bell to you?
There's Catherine, and then there's Cat.
They started calling
Catherine Cat after Cat was gone.
I just found that out watching this.
Yeah, two cats.
I was very confused by that.
So which cat are you talking about?
Sea cat. Purr kitten.
The one who left much earlier.
First cat. OG cat.
OG cat. Yeah, okay.
Very insistent that Anastasia had a boyfriend and somehow knew that he was watching her dog while she was gone. Just, you know, stay out of people's business.
Yeah, you're in too deep. Mind your business.
Delete those DMs when somebody sends you photos. I mean, just
come on.
Relax. Take it easy.
Mind your business.
Stock up Jess. She got to put a bow on her arc in the hot seat. And I think has a lot of momentum behind her heading into an obvious paradise season.
Sure.
Okay. And she came off as pretty authentic and nothing felt rehearsed.
Who got their own segments?
Stock up the franchise. Wouldn't be a tell-all without a little blackface talk, AB.
Who had some blackface problems this year?
Who had the blackface problems this year?
Let me come up with a name in my head. I'm not going to say it in case it's not them.
No one had any. Someone defended a classmate who did. Greer.
Okay.
I'd say if there's any segment worth watching, it was this one, only because it was different than they've handled these in the past. It was not exploited for clips or clicks. It didn't turn into Mari.
They had a castmate, or Greer went to high school with someone that did blackface, and they found some tweets of her defending him, or what?
Yes.
But it's old tweets.
Yes.
But it's not her. Okay, go ahead.
They had a professor from somewhere, St. Louis University, I believe, named Stock Up Dr. Banks. Because she's probably going to be on retainer for as long as the show lasts. If there's any history is any indicator, we got a Proud Boy in the next cast. But I don't know. It wasn't an incendiary discussion for the purpose of grabbing headlines.
It was a good combo.
It was more interesting than they've handled it in the past. And Jess even said, like, we haven't been good at this stuff. So it's kind of a nice acknowledgement. So stock up the franchise.
Okay. They're doing better.
And stock up Charity, because she's the Bachelorette, which we did not acknowledge last episode, because we recorded beforehand.
Good for her.
She seemed comfortable and quick-witted in the hot seat, and that was before she knew she was a Bachelorette. So,
do you think she really just found out on the show?
They did a little, like...
What's the deal there?
Break. They did a thing where... the show's WWE, reminder. Jesse, like, into her dressing room, was like, you want to be the Bachelorette? And she was like, oh, my God. I don't know. It seemed like a real surprise. I don't
seemed
know.
Seemed real? Okay. Good. So, overall, women tell all, stock up.
Yeah, it was not that bad. I'll put it this way.
Wasn't that bad.
Percentage of tell-alls is usually, like, 70% of people yelling over each other. This was closer to 30.
I wouldn't have expected it from this cast, to be honest, as much.
No, this...
Was Christina Mandrell there? How was she doing?
Christina Mandrell's stock down because she was kind of irrelevant.
No, that's too bad.
Yeah.
That's too close
to the sun, and that might be all we hear from her for a while.
No, she'll be on Paradise.
Yeah, who am I
kidding? Get serious. Get serious.
All right, how about we do the episode, AB?
All right, let's do it.
Overnight dates week in Thailand. You want to do the rundown? Where everybody's at with the falling?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
You want me to?
Also not really. No, I don't.
Gabby hasn't
said
it.
They give a rundown every week. I'm tired of it.
Well, we got to know where they
stand. I remember from last week. They do a rundown for us, just like we said last week. We're here. We've been here the whole time. We don't need a rundown. Nobody is joining in for just this episode.
Gabby planning to tell Zach, hasn't yet. Ariel said she's falling for him. Mm-hmm. And Katie, smooth sailing. He knows it. She said it.
They all know it.
What did you make of Jesse and Zach? The first of many meetings.
Absolutely crazy. Right off the bat. Let me sit you. Let me get Jesse in this room and tell him about what I'm planning. He's going to love this. He gives Jesse his pledge to not have sex this week. I will not be having sex this week. A purity pledge.
Not even with you, Jesse.
Not with nobody.
Nobody.
I'm not having sex with anybody. Jesse. Blindsided. I'd say he was blindsided by this conversation. This is legitimate surprise on Jesse's face when he said this.
Hey.
Hey, are you sure you want to do this? It's not too late. Zach says that Sean Lowe basically told him to do this. What do you think about that, Rim? Sean Lowe, famously the Virgin Bachelor. Bachelor's words, not mine.
What do I think about him taking Sean's advice in this?
Yeah, what do you think about him taking Sean's advice? He's like, Sean did something similar. It's like, well, Sean was a virgin. Of course he did.
That probably played a role, factor.
Played a role. You aren't, so it's irrelevant. I understand you look up to Sean like a big brother, but they're two much, very different situations.
I don't hate this. I'm not anti this concept. I think it was a really bad idea to make a show of promising it because all you do is open up the possibility for what happened here, a possibility that did not exist before.
So
it is like throwing a banana peel in front of yourself on Mario Kart. You can avoid it, but now there's a banana peel in front of you.
There's a banana peel that you might hit and spin out. Do you think if you are doing the no sex week, you should not make it such a big deal? You shouldn't sit down with Jesse. You should maybe just say it to the women behind closed doors.
Yeah. Because lots of them don't. Maybe not across the board, but individually. And you just never hear about it.
Absolutely.
This only bad things could come of this. At best, this was going to be nothing.
Yeah. At worst...
this it happened.
It happened. The worst case scenario happened.
After a quick shower, we go to Ariel's date. Nighttime at the street market. Anything on this, AB? The insects or any?
Well, this was fun. They're eating bugs, eating weird stuff. I didn't think any of this stuff was kiss food, I'll say that. They're kissing in between eating all this stuff. It seemed... This isn't kiss food.
Aphrodisiacs, apparently, because Zach was so horned up he could barely speak as the date went on.
They're eating raw bugs. At one point, she's like, did that shit explode in my mouth? And then they kissed after. Like, that was
bug guts everywhere. Kids, she hadn't swallowed, washed it down or anything.
These two kids were having fun.
Would you eat the bugs? Any bugs or...
Most of it looked fried, so sure.
Same.
Would I for what? Like, for no reason? No.
Oh, you'd have to get something out of it.
Yeah. You have to pay a bet or something. Or, you know, moving forward in the Bachelor franchise, if I was a contestant, sure, I'll eat some.
Oh, that's a small sacrifice. Yeah.
Yeah. But, for like, if I was just there, no, I would not eat those for no reason.
I would eat the crickets because...
Mm-mm. The legs?
Especially the legs.
Disgusting legs in your mouth?
I want to say in the summer of 97, I had a legitimate phobia, an actual phobia of grasshoppers. And they were big. There was one summer where they were bigger than normal, and they were everywhere. They were everywhere.
You
I would
have
stop
those
the
type
lawnmower
of summers.
And run away from them. So I would eat them to reassert my dominance. I would get some closure by eating these. Crickets, but I would count them as grasshoppers.
It's a good idea.
Back at the resort, Gabby's journaling through it.
From Zach. When I kiss Ariel, my body just gets hot. Just something to note for the no sex guy. This guy's got increasingly more horny as the episode went on, start to finish. And he started out pretty horny, to be honest. That's what was crazy about this whole thing.
This self-imposed ban is only increasing his desire. I can tell you that right off the bat. It's all he's thinking about now. Previously, but maybe he wouldn't even just be, you know, talking to the person. Now he's just...
I'd say if he never said anything, he would have been completely fine not having sex with anybody. But the fact that he put this ban on him...
Yeah.
He's like, can you do it? There's no way.
Big Z? I don't know. Look at the way that mealworm is crawling around on her tongue.
Fruit.
Yeah, exactly. Did Gabby see Zach and Ariel
Hell no,
walking
Rim.
Through their date?
Get
well, it's a lot
serious.
More fun if you pretend.
Get
she
serious.
Was looking, and I'm like, there they are.
Why would she? So she just happens to be looking out the window, and they're walking past in an area that is nowhere near? Come on. Of course not.
Playing ball.
If I saw them walking, I'd knock, too. Like, yeah. Hey, guys, I'm up here.
Get in
just
their head.
Hi. That's my boyfriend.
Don't forget about me, Zach.
Hey,
whatever you're doing
knock
tonight.
Knock on the glass, if that had been me. But I don't think she actually saw him, okay?
You never see somebody looking out the window in these scenes and looking down. They're always looking even or up.
Mm.
But they said look down.
Sure.
And we'll put in Ariel and Zach later, make it seem like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nighttime portion of Ariel and Zach. They connected over their shared interest of doing silly things. What do you make of their connection at this point, AB? I mean, we know how this plays out, but this just has always seemed a little thinner to me than others.
It seems thin, but Ariel says that tonight her feelings are stronger than they've ever been, and she's definitely falling in love with him. I don't know. They seemed cute together at certain points.
Oh, sure, they're cute together. They're cute.
Seemed
together.
Cute together. Maybe not as much conversation as I'd like.
No.
What?
No.
But that's all right.
I believe she said she's falling for him, and then kind of caught herself and remembered that they've already had that milestone, so she amends it to say falling in love. Out comes the fantasy suite card. Followed by Zach revealing his no sex rule.
Sex is off the table. He says
off
something
the table,
about
Buster.
Hey.
Don't even think
nothing.
About it.
He says sharing that intimate moment should be saved for the moment of engagement, because inevitably there will be one. There'll only be one.
That sounds
me.
Like it's in his contract, the way he talks about certainty.
Yeah, engagement's coming.
Anything else on this? They go to the fantasy suite. They kiss the whole time. The cameras are
beautiful
around.
Beautiful suite.
So.
Personal pool. I'd say I saw instant regret on Zach's face. Yeah, that's it. That's all we saw.
Shout out to production for... Seemed like they went to YouTube and just ripped all the videos that titled Brian McKnight type beat. How about the next morning? They both seem feeling better.
Yeah, they're laughing. They seem great together, and these two bonded. Zach says my relationship with Ariel is so much stronger, and I have so much more clarity.
What does that mean?
I thought this went really well based on how they were acting in the morning. Lovey-dovey, kissy.
Did you think? Well, they must have done it, AB. Well, you wouldn't think that. They must have done it.
I thought they did some stuff for that. That's for certain. But not, I don't know. I didn't think they went all the way, Rim. Okay?
All right. Gross.
Hey, what you asked me.
I don't know.
You asked me my thoughts
in the moment.
I don't
know what answer I wanted there. It wasn't that.
I don't know what you wanted me to say.
They didn't talk about how they stayed up all night talking. They usually when you want to emphasize like, wow, we learned so much about each other with the cameras off. I don't know you say that. Who knows?
Who knows
what went on? I'm sure if we just asked Zach, he'd tell us in intimate detail.
I bet Zach is riddled with guilt on whatever happened in there.
Gabby, daytime date. Nerves are through the roof. She opens up to Zach about not having seen him for so long and the fact that she is number two in the pecking order, no pun intended.
We've talked about it before, but I think going second's the worst.
Definitely.
I didn't think I thought that until now. I think I used to think one was the worst. I think two's the worst.
Two's definitely not good, particularly when you have felt like you are second.
You're second, yeah.
In your previous relationship, you're
a bad
journaling
spot
all
to
night
be
while he's on the date with someone else. You're number two.
It's a bad spot to be in, no doubt.
You're tying things together.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking on a beach. She says she was cheated on in her last relationship. Did you find Zach's claim that the order means nothing convincing?
No, not at all.
The order does mean something.
Absolutely.
She is number two.
Yes.
Behind Katie.
That's my thought.
Yeah. And you think that's
or
why
three.
The order... Or maybe
no, I don't
three.
Think it matters. I think you put your I think you put your last place person in second. I think she's last. That's what I thought.
Wow. I thought this was a good event for them. Something real occurred on the date, unlike most dates.
Yeah, because Gabby walks away. Like, I need a minute. She's getting very emotional, feels very insecure about how things are going. And Zach's got to go up and kind of save the date if he wants to, which I thought he did a pretty good job of.
And he carried her off into the water as the sun set. Now Gabby's ready for the nighttime to tell him she's falling in love with him. Nighttime portion. What'd you make of this, AB?
Zach has a good line about being, you deserve to be number one. Gabby tells him she's falling in love with him. Zach, to my surprise, says it's like a puzzle that's all coming together. I started to get a little, you know, maybe I read the situation wrong. Maybe Gabby's got a shot here. Maybe Ariel's got a shot here. I was thinking in this moment. Okay.
Gabby did say she's falling in love with Zach, and I felt the look on his face was one of genuine happiness. He was beaming.
Agreed.
And that certainly gave me the same feeling that you had, that maybe Gabby's
at any point
here.
Did you think Katie did you hesitate a little bit on how strongly we came out thinking Katie was going to win this season?
I always think that when there's something else in front of my eyes, but then Katie's segment happened and I'm back to where I was on.
Who did you think before this episode Zach had sex with?
Katie?
Yeah.
I assumed.
That's what I thought.
It was tricky. They showed in the previews, which I watched for this episode, Gabby crying. They showed the Gabby crying on the beach thing. And it felt like, what did Zach do? But that was not about anything Zach did. So that made me think, oh, he must have slept with Katie. And Gabby found out after he declared he wasn't going to. You know, so that's why that's how I was going into the episode.
That's what I thought too. Yeah.
Nothing takes the romance out of the fantasy suite invite like Zach's monologue about his intercourse ban.
Yeah.
Usually people read it, they lock eyes.
It's terrible.
Their whole like relationship has been leading to this moment. Finally, let's get out of here. Let's get away from everyone else and spend 8 hours alone
together
with no cameras. But instead, here you go. Oh, my gosh. Blah, blah. Yes. I can't wait.
Of course I'll
go. Now, before you go getting any ideas, no funny business. Okay? He's got to, like, lay these ground rules, which is fine. Lay them, but just time and place. It sucks all the air out of the
Sucks all the air out of it. Gabby, interestingly, says she didn't expect to get engaged to someone she's never had sex with. She was obviously a little disappointed in his speech.
Oh, of course. And it ended, we went to commercial in the same way we did with Ariel. It was kind of like, he says he's not gonna, but maybe he will.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think they would. Frankly, let's take a quick break.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of the events of her life It always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother figure for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. There's a wide variety to choose from. Some of my favorites are, do you have any keepsakes or heirlooms from your grandparents? And what's the furthest you've ever traveled? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. Take it from me, you'll love their retelling of the stories you already know, and you'll be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After 12 months of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for decades to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. Our family keeps these gorgeous Storyworth books always within reach in the living room. They're great to read through whenever we're together, and I know they'll be passed down through the generations. Believe me, I'm not the only one to love Storyworth. There are more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of family stories preserved since the company was founded more than 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/rosecast. That's storyworth.com/rosecast to save $10 on your first purchase. Next morning, shirts on. What did you make of the morning
shirts
after,
were on?
AB? Shirts were on. Shirts were on for everybody.
Shirts were on? Okay.
Shirts were on.
Okay.
You can't have his chest hair cutting up the 1,000 count spreads.
They didn't have the same. I wrote this in the moment, Rim. These two, mm-hmm. I didn't notice the steaminess. Ariel and Zach seemed to be all over each other with the making out when they woke up. I did not get that same vibe from Gabby and Zach. Maybe it's just because their relationship's a little different. But I did think Zach was looking into her eyes. I was reading. I was fucking digging deep. I was reading the room, okay? Zach was looking into her eyes a different way than he was looking into Ariel's eyes in a good way, okay? So the steaminess wasn't there with the kisses.
I'm following.
But the eye contact, it made me feel good about this relationship.
Gabby did a good job protecting the shield, kind of hiding.
She did.
She's like, well, that was pretty good. We'll see what happens. You know, very coy about everything that
occurred. Even though he just broke the sex pact with you.
Yeah, his sex
pact. You want to scream that from the mountaintops. I would, at least.
Cut to really the beginning of the, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes of just constant befuddlement and laughter as a viewer.
This is when things really went off the rail and things started getting funny.
Text Jesse on the way.
At Zach's expense entirely.
Yeah, text Jesse on the way out of the house. Like, hey, man, we got to talk. I had sex with Gabby.
You're not going to believe this.
I'm sorry, man, you're going to be so disappointed in me. Jesse doesn't care. That's the whole time, this whole segment, I was like, what is Jesse Palmer going to do about this? What do you want him to do? What do you want him to say?
I have to come clean, Jesse.
He was really broke. I got to come clean. I got to tell you something. And he was really broken up, too. I believe that he felt genuine guilt. Because he broke his word. He broke his word to himself and, I guess, Ariel as well.
After the Gabby date, when they cut to the scene with Jesse and Zach sitting down, I gasped. Because up until that point, I still thought it was Katie that he was going to be having sex with.
Mm-hmm. I didn't expect this.
I didn't expect this. The timing, so good.
Curb music. He was in fence jump mode here. I felt like he was going to sprint into the water and swim away.
He should have. He should have bounced.
Why?
Hey, Jesse, just a heads up.
Why should he have bounced? This is only his promise to himself. Yeah. And no, if you're Ariel, like he said, oh, I'm not going to Ariel. And then he did with Gabby. Then that's kind of like, there's your answer, Ariel. You like someone else more. And that's how this works.
It's really not a big deal, but it compounded throughout the whole episode. And got worse and worse and worse.
Of course, there's no reason to run anywhere now, but that's how he was behaving.
At this point, yes. Before he's came clean to anybody, no reason to leave.
I don't remember what the reference was. But we said when you make an error, I don't even know if I kept in the episode, but when you make an error, take your time, gather yourself, don't throw it into the stands.
So true.
He kicked this one out of the...
He bobbled it. Got up. He fell. So he tripped. He's over at third base. He bobbles it. He gets the ball. He then trips on his ankles. Trips on it. We can't be at second or else he'd still have time.
That's true.
He falls. He gets up. The guy's like damn near to first. Okay. He's there. You got to eat it.
Slow runner. Yeah.
But then instead, he fucking throws it and it hits the pitcher in the head and bounces off of the field of play. That's what happened here.
Oh. So, geez, yeah.
He took someone else
damage,
out.
Devastating damage.
He took someone else out in the process.
I was expecting to go to the dugout.
No, it hit someone in the head, and they go down, but the ball hits them so hard it bounces off the field of play for an extra couple bases. That's what happened here.
Well, I hope everyone's okay.
They're not. They're not.
Katie, daytime date.
Wait, Jesse and Zach. Hold on. Zach and Jesse. I want to go. Jesse had a good line in there.
Jesse had a great episode.
He's had a great season.
I agree.
He's had a great season. Remember when he was just standing there at that date, sunglasses on, looking cool as ever? Didn't even say anything about him.
He did this thing at Women Tell All where he'd call someone up in the hot seat and go, let's take a look at your heartbreak. And then they'd watch it, and then it would cut back, and he would sit in silence for 90 seconds.
I'm telling you, he's done some stuff. Like when Zach gives the last rose out, he'll come in and be like, He's getting so good at that. I'm so deeply sorry for you. Ariel.
I'm so sorry.
He goes lower than you think and quieter. The quietness that he says it with. Incredible. Incredible work from
Jesse. Over the top, but I'll tell you what, it's better than being cold.
It's great. Zach sat down with Jesse, breaks the news that they both agreed to have sex. I don't know if this is any of Jesse's business. maybe you should have sat with Gabby in private first and asked if she's cool with you sharing everything to everybody. That might have been the first choice, but he goes to Zach or to Jesse. Jesse says, well, it came from a good place or something like that. It's like, oh,
he's taken aback. Jesse had no clue how to react to this.
How did this come from a good place?
Of love. He was talking about the act of them.
Yeah.
The act they participated in came from, well, you really care about her. You want to be with her. This is a good thing. This is why we do this.
Zach mentions, I hope the women understand where I'm coming from. I noted here they will not. I want them to know that things changed and evolved with Gabby, but everyone needs to at least be aware of what actually happened. I wrote, LOL, I don't think that's actually
true.
Everyone
does not need to be aware.
I don't think anyone really needs to know, actually. He basically feels bad because he broke a promise that he made to Jesse and Ariel. And then he never even...
You can go ahead and cut Jesse out. It doesn't matter.
And Jesse doesn't matter, obviously. Jesse doesn't matter. He's the host. So who gives a shit about that promise? But
to himself,
then
and Ariel.
He didn't actually ever tell Ariel, right?
No, he told Ariel.
At the rose ceremony.
Oh, he didn't tell Ariel that
he didn't specifically say it. Like you could read into what he was said during the rose ceremony. But really the only person deserved and she probably doesn't. I mean, nobody deserved it.
I don't know what you're saying anymore.
He told Jesse. He then told Katie later about
that
what happened.
Him and Gabby had sex. Yes.
He never told Ariel, which is the one person who could have some beef because she's the one that was lied to. But he never actually told her. He told it to everyone else. Like, he made everyone else. He made Katie's time worse. He made Gabby's time worse.
Spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
But he never actually apologized to the person that you could say deserved an apology for being lied to.
Sure.
So this was clearly just all for him.
Yes.
And for him and for Katie. Because he felt bad for himself and for what he did to possibly his relationship with Katie. Otherwise, why wouldn't he apologize to Ariel too?
I guess we'll have to tune into After the Final Rose to find that answer. Katie Daytime. No, that's just my headline. We have to go give Gabby an oversized check that said, we did it and everyone is going to know now. In the interest
just
of transparency.
Up, I'm getting ready to tell America that we had sex. Yeah. I just want to get out in front just of this before you hear it from someone else.
And also,
I've actually already told Jesse too.
Jesse knows.
And a bunch of production on those. The people behind me, the cameras, they all know. They already filmed me telling Jesse, actually.
And not only that,
hundreds of people know.
I'm going to have sex with Katie too, like the Chappelle Show skit. What is it, Mad World?
Mad Real World.
Mad Real World. This was insane. He made a really, really long speech saying it without saying it. And Gabby was smiling, but you could tell she was like, you don't have to tell everyone in the cafeteria the next day, dude. Like, you couldn't hold this in for any amount of time. Not only did he do that, I think he made this worse by telling her he's falling in love with her.
Agreed.
I feel.
Gabby says she feels blindsided, obviously. Everything meant to be private in between us is not any longer.
So he said, Gabby, here's the fantasy suite card. We're not going to do it. Then they did. Then the next day he shows up, sad.
Very sad.
Remorseful.
That needs to be noted.
He was like, ugh.
The energy was very bad.
Makes that fact public, then says he's falling in love with her.
Without giving her a choice, by the way.
No.
This did not have to come out at all.
Of course not. Then says he's falling in love with her on the way to his next date.
The morning of.
It seemed like the morning of.
She said in the conversation, aren't you supposed to be on a date? Or something like that, to that effect.
So he was on the way to the date.
That's what happened.
Katie Daytime. Most of this, they're in a mangrove forest, and most of it was him just talking through his guilt.
He's guilty.
In voiceovers while it rained.
Zach says Katie deserves full transparency, so he's going to tell her. Now, she doesn't know about the sex thing.
No, he's got to tell her
Why
that,
does she need to know?
Why does she need to know of his promise?
Yes.
I'm not sure she does. It's a hard thing to keep track of. I'm not sure. This is vital information for her. What Katie said after he revealed this to her is kind of what everyone's attitude was about it and always is about it. The three contestants are under the assumption that that is going to happen more often than not.
Yep.
The issue comes when it's like you have now confirmed it on our date, one of the last times we're going to spend together before we potentially get engaged. And now that is all we are thinking about, and it ruins the date, which is what happened here on a rainy day in a mangrove forest. What'd you make of this date, AB?
Horrible. Do a little canoeing. Not much talking. I thought Zach was pretty quiet, and I think she realized he had something to talk about. They then make a stop at a bench.
It might have just been a branch.
No, it was a bench. It was a producer bench.
It was a bad location. It was not very scenic.
No, it wasn't.
Not
it was
helped
right
by the
in
weather.
The middle of things. Zach sits down to have a talk with Katie. Zach says to her, to be fully transparent, this week I told everyone I didn't want to have sex in physical intimacy and shared that with the other woman going into the week, but A lot has changed and evolved. A lot has changed and evolved, which is a funny way to put it. I was intimate this week. I did that to further a relationship. So he's basically saying, I know you know nothing about this sex pact, but I made one and then I broke it. Now, do you want to go have some dinner?
Yeah. How's your mom doing?
Are you good to go have dinner now? I feel so good getting that off my chest.
I'm not sure what he thought how she would react to this or how.
What did he think anyone was going to react? How did he think anyone was going to react to this? Starting with Jesse. How did you think Jesse was going to react? How did you think Gabby was then going to react?
I'm starting to blame Sean Lowe for all of this.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah, Sean Lowe's
probably the one who said, and if you do, make sure you tell everybody and start with the host, the most important.
Sean's a big, you know, if you do something wrong, you come clean about it guy.
Yeah. George Washington.
So I believe there is a lot of blame to go on. And also, like we said, Zach, say what you will, he got this idea from Sean. He said it himself.
Sean had this brilliant idea to not do this.
Sean didn't tell him that
tell
our
everybody.
Two situations were much different, and I also, there was no way Sean was going to have sex on those
dates. Do you
think
Zach doesn't know?
Maybe Zach doesn't know that Sean was a virgin bachelor.
Well, that would just be truly a hilarious...
If Zach didn't know,
that would be one of the funnier things to ever happen.
If it comes out on the reunion, like, yeah, I found out after that Sean was a virgin bachelor,
it
so
like
it was much
identity.
Easier for him. Yeah. I mean, there was never a situation where Sean was going to be having sex in these fantasy suites. Okay. But Zach, oh, man. Yeah, you got to put some blame on Sean Lowe. I agree.
Now that I think about it.
Wholeheartedly agree. Was Sean Lowe... Mr. Franchise.
Oh, was he trying to
Mr.
sabotage
do it
Zach?
All. Mr. Do It All for the company. Mr. Company Man. He's wearing a bachelor hat most times. Did he plant this idea in Zach's head, knowing full well, and the producers told Sean to do this, knowing full
reasons.
Well Zach would fuck this up? That's something to ask yourself as well.
If we're doing that, then I will also ask, maybe Sean wants to maintain his status atop the perch as a well-liked, successful bachelor. You do that,
if Zach
ends up with somebody.
If Zach has the successful season, that might push Sean, being that they are so similar in how handled things, that would push Zach off Sean off as the favorite. Maybe he did it to sabotage him.
Yeah.
A lot of questions to ask about Sean Lowe. But I think need answered. I think need answered.
Anyway, so Zach and Katie's second to last date before their likely engagement, it seems, is now marred forever. One thing I discovered during this episode, Katie's obviously from Canada. I didn't know
is
that.
She? Hmm.
I've never heard so many stories in my life.
Yeah, they've only said where she currently lives because it furthers the story.
And she was
maybe
moving,
they've said she's from
she
Canada,
was moving
but...
into
yeah.
her place
she
in
moved
Austin.
To Texas. Yeah, she just had moved there. I wasn't aware of where she was from prior. That's a good point, Rim. Do you think she moved to Austin because Zach is
the
bachelor? I'm giving. You want to just turn this into a full-on, full-blown conspiracy?
Three or four conspiracies in 2 minutes
I got,
there.
Thing of, a lot of conspiracies just popped in my head. Did Katie find out Zach was the bachelor and moved to Austin from Canada? One thing that never works is a Canada-America bachelor couple. That doesn't work.
Yeah, I would. You could run the numbers on that, and I'm sure that would prove to be true.
Proven. Okay. The funny thing Katie says... well, you know, I could have just gone without hearing that, actually, Zach.
That's all it comes down to.
Thanks, but no thanks. I didn't know. What am I gaining from hearing that, Zach? Idiot.
It is unexplainable logic, AB. He said, hey, just to let you know, hours before we potentially spend the night together, with no cameras for the first time,
I had sex with another woman.
With your friend, not just another person, your friend,
but I also,
this morning.
And you know your other friend? I didn't have sex with her, but I lied to her.
I wanted to, though.
I wanted to, but I didn't. I held out. But then on the second date, I couldn't hold out.
Oh.
But things evolved.
They did. So the question heading into the nighttime portion is, will she show up? How do you go on as normal in this very not normal situation? And will it be romantic? And I think it was romantic because Zach obviously requested that they have a couch on the date more intimate than two chairs at a table.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you make of this date, AB? The second half where Katie and Zach...
It's a continuation of the first half. Katie reiterates that I just really, really wish you wouldn't have told me that. It may have ruined everything. Zach, realizing he's made a huge mistake again, tries to explain why he did it. She again says, yeah, but you still just shouldn't have told me. And then eventually they both get over it, I think.
I was a little disappointed with how this played out.
Why?
Entertainment-wise.
Entertainment-wise, yeah.
Of course. She came back around. The ideal outcome here would have been Katie is so taken aback by his decision-making that she questions everything and how she feels about him and leaves.
Absolutely.
The fact that she didn't...
I thought that was a possibility, too.
Of course. But the fact that she didn't makes me... kind of not interested in how this ends. Now it's just kind of, oh, everything's fine. They're fine. Katie and Zach are fine. Heading into the finale. The only question is, are Gabby and Zach okay?
And
the answer's
not.
Probably not, but that probably won't affect the outcome.
But we already had the outcome. And I'd actually argue everything that Zach did was with Katie in mind.
Oh, totally. I think that's the reason he told everybody. He felt bad about it because he likes Katie most.
I think he likes Katie most. I think he probably did the sex pact to protect Katie so he'd have a reason not to have sex with anyone else because he saw how badly that's gone in previous seasons. He then couldn't follow through with that. And then he eventually ended up only telling Katie, not telling Ariel, the person who he actually did lie to. Again, everything just seems to lead to him trying to do what's right or what he thinks Katie would want, in my eyes. It's a known thing on these shows that you're going to be intimate with multiple people, probably, as you get to know them better and make your final decisions on engagement. It makes sense, but it is also known that the person doesn't need to tell, you don't need to share it with everybody, which he did.
Keep it siloed. That's the only way this can sustain itself. Otherwise, it collapses upon itself.
You can't be fully transparent on this. There's just no, it's silly.
Everyone is aware that the silos are there. I don't need to know what's going on in all the other silos. Anything on the rose ceremony, AB, were you expecting a surprise? Or did this play out how you kind of thought?
It played out how I thought.
I tried to trick myself into thinking that maybe Gabby would go home.
Gabby had a good line in there. It feels like he's cleared his conscience at the expense of my heart. My trust is broken, and I'm not sure I want this rose right now.
Katie and Gabby got the roses. Gabby did accept the rose. My prediction is that she self-eliminates next week in the finale.
I actually think the same thing. Zach gave a big speech about how he did have the sex pact and it was his biggest mistake ever. At that moment, you could see on Ariel's face that she knew exactly what was going on at this point.
Do you think he thinks the mistake was the act or the pact?
The pact.
I think he thinks the mistake was the act.
Oh, you think it was the act?
I think he thinks the mistake was the act.
Okay.
When the mistake is obviously the pact. The pact was insane and doomed from the start. You don't make the pact and everything else goes like this. Nothing happens.
I think everything is pointing towards Katie being his choice. So probably the pact and the act were wrong. Don't you think?
In his head?
Yeah.
I think he feels worse about the act.
I think he thinks, you know, I really messed up. Katie is who I wanted all along. Why did I do that? So, yeah, I think it's probably, for him, it's probably, he thinks the act, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, all right.
Just talking through it.
It was a nice goodbye between her and Zach. Respect.
Respect.
Whispering.
Start to finish, respect. What about how it ended? So Zach walks back up to the girls. Gabby says, and if you were watching, you would have noticed that he wasn't looking at Gabby.
She says he's not making a lot of eye contact.
Gabby says he's only giving eye contact to Katie. He's smiling and laughing and looking at Katie.
Yeah.
I almost smashed my phone, Rim.
Anything else on the episode or predictions for next week?
I don't think so.
Gabby self-eliminate. Katie proposals are what we're guessing.
Gabby's, she's got to self-eliminate here. I don't think she likes him anymore either. That's the other thing.
No, I mean, you can't trust him with a secret.
It's
like
bullshit.
If he's in the passenger seat and you're driving and speeding, he will call the police.
He will call the police on you.
Come arrest
right
my
here,
wife.
Officer. Right
She's
here.
Speeding. She's going 57 and a 55. I cannot tell a lie. Let's move to the mailbag. The question was, what do you think, which is now already obsolete, what do you think of Zach as the lead?
No. Oh, man.
It's not that bad, but now it doesn't. We should always re-ask
before last week, I'm sure it was a mixed bag. I don't think you would get the same responses after this week.
Shannon from Los Angeles or Louisiana, LA, no periods in between. Zach is just as boring as I feared. I'd love for some more body or sexuality diversity for future leads and contestants to make me care again. Also, can confirm your suspicion about spoilers. Always work hard to avoid spoilers this season, and I stopped caring and now know what happens.
I'm going to be honest. I almost did that too. Right after the episode, I'm like,
can't do
fuck
it. We've come this far.
Let me just check what the deal is, but I didn't.
No. Also, I think Charity may have been sent home even if Zach had more feelings for her because he knew she wasn't top two and didn't want to string her along for another week and hurt her more. Thank you, Shannon. Crunchy Cereal Mark. How is Zach doing? Great, considering how much I feel he likes Katie. The last time I saw someone so into one contestant was with Colton, and if you recall, multiple women would just leave the show because they knew there was no point. The only issue is that he didn't keep the exciting people longer like Christina Mandrell or the Brooklyn hometown we all wanted so we can see her in action on a horse. Thank you, Crunchy Cereal Mark. 202 to area code. Zach is well within his rights to have picked his winner long ago, which it seems that he did. It's not a surprise that most leads have a good idea after the first couple of weeks who their top choices are. He clearly has a favorite, with others trailing behind. I do wish he had more acting skills so it wasn't quite so obvious so long ago when he was aggressively done with selecting from among these women and now had no interest in anything else. It's like once he was no longer romantically interested in you, he could barely even be bothered to basically be nice to you. This is how his breakups with Greer, Brooklyn, and Jess felt. Thank you, 202. Jenna from New York. I truly think that Zach was all in on Katie after their semi-overnight date at the museum. Ever since then, it feels like the rest of the season has been a waste because we already know who's going to win. To make things more interesting, Zach and Katie should have pulled a Claire and Dale and left early together, and the producers could bring in a more desirable lead for the remaining women like Avon or Rodney. Thank you, Jenna. Mark from Gurney. Regarding the end of your last episode and thinking about what if Zach doesn't pick Katie, I have a conspiracy theory you might like. This is 100% made up in my head, and I promise it's spoiler-free. I would never dare do that to you guys. My theory is that Zach did end up picking someone other than Katie after she was the clear frontrunner the whole time, similar to how Sean picking Catherine was a shock. Then, after the season's filming ended, they decided to go with this whole Sean angle after seeing the similarities, pushing Zach as the next Sean. So they had Zach and Sean film all their stuff after the season was filmed. Do we ever see Sean with anybody other than Zach? No. I think they would push this angle after they saw what happened and did all the Sean stuff after the fact.
So they are, in a way, spoiling the ending the whole time right in front of our faces by trying to make Zach out to be following in the footsteps of Sean. Is this true? Probably not. But how awesome would it be if it was and Zach picked Ariel or Gabby? Thank you, Mark. Couple others. Sarah in Colorado. I've been listening for a while, but for some reason Zach's shower scene in the Hometowns episode compelled me to finally write in. My husband and I got married last September and went on our honeymoon to the Bahamas at the same resort that Zach and the lady stayed at earlier in the season. The shower scene in the Hometowns episode was from the Bahamas resort. I paused it and rewound because it looked so familiar to me. My husband and I had a lot of discussion about the see-through shower when we were there, so it stuck out. And just in case y'all still care, the body wash was in little bottles on the left side of the shower, which they showed quickly in one of the shots. Thank you, Sarah. So Sarah's saying they film multiple shower scenes and intersperse them throughout different locations. Misleading. Lastly, Miranda in Maine. I feel like I need to shout this from the rooftops. They filmed Gabby's hometown in October. There is no sap. October's all caps. There is no sap running in the fall. It only comes out in the spring. They drilled into a dry-ass maple tree. Shake my head. Thank you, Miranda.
That's shaking my damn head.
Fuck if I know when they harvest sap from trees. I wasn't like, oh, it's the fall. There must not be any sap in there.
Of course, nobody knows unless you're a sap person.
Well, Miranda had a leaf emoji. It's Miranda in Maine, maple leaf emoji. So that's her credentials, right, in addition to living in Maine.
Okay. It looked like a dry ass tree.
What's the question for this week, AB? 773-234-7794.
Obviously, just give us your thoughts on what happened this last week, folks.
Sure, sound off.
Sound off. It's open.
773-234-7794 is the mailbag. Quickly, the Rose League update. 27 people tied for first this week.
Hey.
That number's getting lower and lower, despite the fact that there are fewer
that
and fewer
combinations.
That seems
low for only three people.
Yeah, that is strange.
There's only two combinations. You're obviously not sending Katie home. The one without Katie in it? Who's picking that?
I have answers. Well, apparently I did. No, I had Katie. I picked Katie and Ariel. We got cheaters in here. I think 475 people picked
Katie and Ariel.
Katie and Gabby. I picked Katie and Ariel. Oh.
Did you get first?
No, I got 400. I tied for 496.
So Katie wasn't a part of the winning team.
I guess not.
That's what it is. She earned the other two earned so many more points.
Yeah, it was Gabby and Ariel.
Wow. That's why.
Or first. The winner of the sticker this week is Team Punchy. Congratulations, Team Punchy. Send us a message on Instagram or the mailbag.
That's crazy.
And we will get you a sticker.
I would have chosen who I thought was going to last longer, but maybe it was smarter to pick who was going to be in the drama.
Oh, here's why. Ariel had 39 points from kissing / making out. Each instance
they were kissing
is 3 points.
Yeah,
and
we didn't see a
Katie
ton of Katie.
Was not making out much.
Wow. Okay. That makes sense then. Why? So
yeah, they only had 15 points from kissing. 39. It was 81 point kissing game. No Bachelor headline of the week, obviously, the week before the finale.
There is, in the Facebook group, someone posted the contestants.
Oh.
Did you see this? Did you hear this, though, Rim? There's a NXT wrestler. NXT.
Current, active?
NXT, current NXT wrestler.
Kenny?
Kenny's not in the NXT. I'm going to read it. Say it again. NXT wrestler will be this season. I don't know the name. Let me go into the Facebook group with 2,000 people now. Wow.
I Googled NXT wrestler Bachelorette and a bunch of headlines about Grayson Waller says he rejected it.
Maybe I've been led astray. No, it's Caleb Balgard.
Cale Dixon.
Huh?
Cale Dixon is his wrestler name.
So Caleb Balgard is his actual name?
Yeah.
It looks like he's got a cowboy hat here. I don't know who he is, but I'm very interested in this.
There should always be at least one wrestler on this show, the way I see it.
I agree.
Power rankings.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, are we starting at 2 or 1?
Start at 2. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Who's left? Gabby.
Mine's blank. As I didn't say anybody.
All right. And the number one is Katie, obviously.
Katie, number one.
Blank, yeah. You think, so you're saying she's going home. I agree, actually, so put mine blank, too.
Oh, that wasn't my reasoning, but that's a pseudo gap.
No one will be there on the, it'll,
oh, yeah,
for
yeah.
the ceremony.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I mean, that's just a guess. I mean, I just as equally envision her going to the end and being let down.
The way she was feeling, understandably, at the end of that episode, I would put the odds heavily in the favor of her not being there at the finale.
Maybe.
Maybe not, though. Maybe not.
Okay, finale next week.
Did you watch what's coming up next? Does it look good?
I don't remember. I did, but I don't
remember. Is Patrick Warburton there?
I didn't see him.
Man.
The season ended on this episode, as far as I'm concerned. Like, once him and Katie reconciled...
Patrick Warburton could have smoothed this all over, and we could have had an actual two-person finale.
Patrick Warburton definitely would have a different advice.
Smooth this over. Yeah.
I agree. Finale next week. It is 3 hours on Monday. Anything else, AB?
I don't think so.
Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.